Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Angels Network with reader Tasha Harris on Greater Good Ministries Radio. Join Tasha every Friday at 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific for an hour of psychic chat, motivational tools for your spiritual toolbox, and inspiration every week. May your angels bless and guide you always. And now, here's Tasha.
Hello, 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 everyone. Happy, happy Friday. I hope you are in high vibration. And if you're not, Ryan's going to get you there, in about 30 seconds. But before Ryan has that pleasure, I would like to personally take time to thank Bea DeLozier for this wonderful opportunity to be in your presence, as well as hers, in this wonderful form that she has created here for us on ggmradio.com and Blog Talk Radio. Okay, Ryan, you, as always, like to give us a universal opening. So let's have at it. Go ahead, Ryan.
Yes. Okay. So I'm using St. Michael's deck this time to really get a good understanding. We just got done with this big old super moon in Aquarius. So, you know, I'm totally, like, wiped out, right? Because I am in Aquarius, right? And so, you know, I think a lot of people are relapsing from that. Minnesota right now is full of storms and madness, and it's just, yeah. There's a lot of stuff going on in the universe right now, and I want to see where that's going and why it's going that way. Well, obviously, because right now we're doing some big changes. We're going through some movement and some utter madness and some times of grace and a time of respite and whatever. So, you know, I like to work with Michael. I always work with Michael. I'm very in tune with that particular archangel. And let me tell you, you ask for Michael to come in and do something, he does it. There is no question about it. I mean, he doesn't just come in and do it for you. You know, you got to ask first. He's very big on the free will thing, just like the rest of the universe, you know. But I have been talking with other people that I've been giving readings to. And I said, you know what? No, what I need you to do, and they want you to do this too, call on Michael. Just, you can go and get a picture of him, put a little candle next to it, say a little prayer and just say, I need some help with this particular situation. And every single person has came back to me and they have said, I got the job. I got the car I wanted. I got the home loan. I was like, okay. Well, apparently, Michael is very much working with these people right now, which is just amazing, you know. The first one, you created this situation and you have the power to change it. He is obviously reminding us that we are human, yes, but we are also divine in nature, and we are also very powerful. We are powerful in the sense that we can create any situation that we want. If you want to be, you know, upset your whole daggone life, then fine, stay upset. I ain't gonna get in your way. You just keep doing your thing. Or if you want greatness, you want money, you have the power to create those situations. And what he's saying is, in any situation, good or bad, you have the power to change it. Even in good situations, you can make it better because you have the power to do that. But you also have the power to destroy a good situation. You know, that's that cosmic balance everyone talks about and generally gets a little annoyed with. Well, folks, there it is. You're not uncontrollable because you have power to control things. Or unless you're like everyone else, these people who are constantly thinking that the world is out to get them or they're waiting for the other shoe to drop. I'm guilty of that myself. But I don't relish in that, okay? The next one, he says to take time making this decision. You know, there's a lot of things that we want to change. There's a lot of things that we want to improve on or we want to get out there and do. But he says he wants us to take time with making certain decisions, especially because they're showing me dollar signs right now. Contracts. Take some time. We just came out of Mercury retrograde. You know, there's a lot of things coming in. Don't become a victim of the hype. There we go. Don't become a victim of hype. And, you know, a great opportunity falls in your lap. Wonderful. But what about the other great opportunity that's going to fall right next to it? You know, you have options. And he's saying, look at all these options and really take a little extra time in making decisions. Don't just rush out there because, you know it all. You know, that's just not how it is. And he says, honor and trust your feelings in the last card. Honor and trust your feelings. When I made the grid last week for everyone, the one thing that came up was trusting intuition. Feelings are a part of intuition, so trust them. You cannot go wrong with them. If you honestly think that you are wrong by trusting your intuition, then you are just wrong. You don't understand your own gifts. You don't understand your own intuition. Very important that people start listening to it. You know, if you should not be in the car if you have a weird feeling as soon as you get into a car and something just doesn't feel right, maybe you should get out of the car. You know, it's not rocket science. And it's not, magic. It's not, it's whatever. It's intuition. It's an energy. We sense energy every day. We do it just by driving to the house, driving to the store. We sense it. We know it. Or walking around, outside. We sense energy. We sense, we walk past a creepy house. That's an energy. It's no different. So really trusting in feeling those emotions, trusting in honoring those emotions, validating them. You don't have to go to everybody and be like, I need this validated. No. Validation to yourself is the important thing. You don't have to validate your feelings to your mother, your brother, your sister. That's ridiculous because those feelings are not theirs. They're yours. So that's part of the honoring them, validating them only to yourself and not having to worry about what Shinigo down the road has to say. You know, it is what it is. It's your feelings. Do you need, and validating them also is, about expressing them. Why keep them all bottled up? So that's just a little bit of what we have for our little universal message today. Honestly, a very nice, solidified, to the point reading about the importance of being human and divine all at the same time.
So, so wonderful. Thank you, Ryan, for that important universal message. I love it when you start us out on a positive vibration like that. And if you are ready, we will take our first call. 312, please be ready to have your specific question answered. For me, I don't need it, but say your name and birthday, Ryan. I will answer a little snip first, and then Ryan will take over. How's that?
Okay, that sounds great.
Go ahead, dear.
Okay, my name is Tina. And the question that I have is, what changes do you see coming up for career for me?
Okay, say your birth date for Ryan, and then I'll answer first.
It's 10/23/79.
Tina, the first thing I saw for you was train tracks. So, and it looks like you're the conductor on the train, and you're pushing the levers to change, so you're ready. It's there. It's coming up. If you look straight down the train tracks, well, in my mind, I don't know. I'm not good at distance, but it's within your sight range, okay, which tells me it's coming up soon. Soon for humans can be anything. I don't know. Soon to me, I'm not seeing a precise number. I would I feel within the next 2 to 3 weeks, there is going to be an opportunity to make the choice to go A or B. So you're already there, and you're in the process of moving that lever to go left or right. It is going to be up to you. So I don't see a particular job name, title, what you're, I don't see any of that, but I do see the opportunity is going to be coming to you in 2 to 3 weeks.
Okay.
Okay, go Ryan.
Okay. Yep, there it is. Princess of Swords, this is you, okay? You are a Libra, you're an air, okay? You are someone who can initiate some things, okay? You're someone who can get things going. You have to weigh it out, though. You have to balance it out. This Princess of Swords here, this is Earth in the land of the air. What are you thinking? What are your thought processes here in your reality, in your world, in your creative processes, in your home, in those things that create your earth place, all right? That's the energy around you. There's a lot of thinking going on. Where do I go? How do I get there, you know? You know, what am I going to do? There's some planning going on. And that's the other thing. That's kind of a big thing why the Take Time Making Decisions card came up earlier for just everybody, you know? Take some time here. You know, you're going to have a lot of opportunities coming along the way. Yeah, there's a choice point right now, and I've just pulled a few here, you know. There's a perfected work card here at the end, and I just pulled 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 cards here just to get a good overview. There's a lot of air here, all right? There's air in the land of Earth, water in the land of Earth kind of things here. And that's all the elements coming together right now. That's everything kind of molding and bringing itself together. This 3 of Swords here, sorrow, you know, it's very dramatic. Even sorrow, you know, whatever. But there's your Libra right there, right? This is where you've come out of a sorrowful situation. You came out of something that's not so great. Next to that, we have 2 kind of upsetting cards right next to each other. But the good thing about this is that they're both reversed. You have that sorrow, right? That 3 of Swords, and then you have the 5 of Wands here. You know, what it's saying, it's telling you, the Libra, that even though there's a separation and a restriction with this that's going on right now, you're also at a choice point right now. And it's that Strife card right next to it, that 5 of Wands, this is a choice point right now. This is where you look back at where you came from, how you're going to be getting there. Because we have to look at the kind of the situation that's presented itself to push you where you're asking the question today. And, you know, it wasn't obviously the greatest. There's a male card here as well, so I'm wondering if there was something about a man, like a partner,
yes,
involved, yes, here.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I said, yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, there's a lot of things that went into this, and now that we know that piece of information, we know that you are trying to move past that, because you look here, yes, there's a separation, yes, there's an anxiety loss there, yes, there's a restriction here that's happening with both the Saturn energies here, but what it's saying to you, because it's reversed, so it's like you're sitting in front of me, right, it's saying that it's, you know, you being resilient, being able to bounce back with that Leo energy. And what's important to note here at the very end and the last card is the 4 of Wands. This is a perfected work. This is something that's in. I like to also think of this card as, I don't even want to say it like this, but, you know, in God's time, you know, divine timing kind of thing, where you take the reins, where you, you know, where you say that now this is the time for me. 4 is the building of a foundation, right? It's a new foundation being built right now, all right? And that's perfectly fine. The Venus energy, this new job that you're going to be going into is going to be something that deals with your desires and your passions, something that you're passionate about and that you want to do. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be like the old job or whatever where you settle.
Yeah.
For the money, where you settle for money, where you settle for comfort. Not going to be anything like that. This is going to be something where you do for your desire, for your enjoyment, where you get pleasure out of your work. You know, a true new building of a great foundation. And that Aries energy that's also attached with this Four of Wands is where it's, you know, a new beginning, a new birth, you know, because it's the first of the sign of the zodiacs, right? You know, innocence. There can also be some spontaneity, you know, involved in there, fine. But this is where you take the reins, where you build the foundation, where you stop weighing everything so much, and you look at what you want and what you desire, and you, you know, build your life to your liking, not someone going to sit here and, you know, do it for you. I feel like you had to learn that lesson very recently, and that's perfectly normal, and that's perfectly fine. I've read people who are 40, 50-some years old, and they're just now figuring that out. And you sound young, so, you know, that's good that you're learning that at a young age. So, not, you know, way later on in life when there's nothing you can do about it. So, that's pretty good, actually. I like the way that these cards played out for you. I think there's some greatness coming for you, and, you know, keep focus on what you're doing. There's something that you're working on right now, and it's going to be paying off here very soon. Oh, I have more pips here, more minor cards, so it's going to be very soon. It's not going to be, it's piggybacking on what she said, but it's very soon.
Okay.
So, it's within weeks or months, within a week to a month, a number of weeks or just a couple of months. So,
okay.
It's not like way out in the distant future, so. But
okay.
I'm excited for you, so.
Thank you, but I just wanted to know, is it something that I've already applied or yet to apply for? Because I've applied to so many jobs right now.
It could be, it's probably something that you've already applied for, because it's that Libra energy is why I feel that way. Because that's a measuring and a weighing out the profit loss. I mean, why would you apply for a job that's beneath your talent? You know what I mean? So when you look for different jobs, you're like, oh, I could be good at that. Oh, I could be good at this. Oh, that could pay well. That could not pay well. So that's why I'm saying that this is probably something that you've already applied for. And if it's not, it will fall into your lap.
Oh, okay.
So it's kind of one of those things where you're like, oh, maybe that was a big, maybe I should have reevaluated that a little closer, you know. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But it's on its way.
Thank you, guys. And it would make sense where you say I have an opportunity to choose between A and B. I just wanted to validate that in the sense that they're trying to hire me on permanently, I believe. So, but then I'm not happy with the job, so I'm not happy with the place. So it would make a lot of sense.
Well, that's why I said it's on its
way.
So it's on its way. It's going to be something that you want to do. So.
All right. Thank you guys so much. I appreciate your time.
You're
welcome.
So
welcome.
You have a good day.
God bless you.
God bless you.
And I'd like to say hello over there to the chatters in the chat room. If you have a question, feel free to type it out. Looks like chat is working. There's two of you over there. It wasn't working yesterday, so if somebody's over there that I can't see, I apologize. Okay, 631. Oh, how cute. Thank you, Anne. 631, go ahead. What is your, tell me your name and birthday and then your question, please.
Hi, I'm Anne. I'm in the chat room.
Hi, Anne.
Hi. Hello?
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. My birthday is August 4th.
Yes, hear your question.
I had a question about someone I was seeing casually. The situation kind of turned very weird, to say the least. His name is Nigel. I just want to see what you guys are picking up on that situation.
Huh. Well, Anne, see, the funny thing about how I see things is quite like in cartoon character form. So,
right.
Bugs Bunny is watching a TV with nothing on it but a bunch of static. So, I'm not getting much from him, and I don't know why. That's not normally how I read, but I'm not getting much of anything from him. He's just staring at the TV that's just all snowy.
Hmm. Interesting.
And it's, yeah, like I said, I'm not used to seeing that, but I can't lie to you and tell you something that I'm not seeing.
Right.
But that's all I'm seeing with him. Just sitting there staring at the TV, and there's nothing on the TV. So whatever he's going through is causing him to be in deep thought and or depression. I don't feel like I want to throw up, so I don't think it's depression. He's just in deep, deep, deep thought right now, and he's stuck.
Mm-hmm.
He's been sitting there for so long, he's stuck now.
Makes sense.
You know?
Static you're seeing makes sense, too, because I would call a lot of static going on right now.
Mm. God bless him. Okay, go, Ryan.
Wow. Well, first one that I pull is prudence here, and that's an 8. That's power. That's nurturing of the self. Well, that prudence is taking care of oneself, you know, taking... He must be weighing something out. He must be taking a lot of care about a particular issue right now.
Yes.
And this is an earth issue. This is something that deals with the earth, Malkuth, you know, one's reality, job, being sick, family, friends, you know, whatever. This, whatever he's weighing out, he's being very careful about it. And there's a lot of nurturing that's going on. And nurturing with that sun energy that's involved here is that there's a nurturing. Good God, my chair won't move. Okay. There's some nurturing that's going on here. Okay. And then that Virgo energy, this is the self, all right? This is a luxury, you know. This is maybe even something new.
Right. That's
Prince of Swords. I'm wondering if he's an air sign.
His birthday is August 20th, so he's like a Leo almost on the cusp of Virgo. Almost.
Okay, well then that's his first thing right there. That the first time he shows up, right, is in that pentacle card, right? Now we get a little bit more information, and we see that this is the someone who is harvesting something right now. He's going through something. And the next card is the Prince of Swords, air in the land of air, right? Fixed air. If he's a Leo, he has fixed fire. And you, being a Leo, fixed fire. That's two different, or that's not two different, that's two very, very set-in-stone mindsets here, all right? Mm-hmm. And they tend to be very difficult, but we'll bring in, they like to figure out themselves first.
Right.
That's fine. That's how it is. That's what people do. We don't, you know, fixed elements are just that way, all right? But what's happening here is there's a weighing going on. This is someone who's thinking a lot. He's thinking about something that deals with, you know, the spirituality, the bringer of it, or maybe even the things going on around him right now, really trying to reevaluate. And I don't think he even has time with all this thinking to even consider the idea of a relationship right now. I mean, he can handle.
Interesting. Because the whole situation involved the whole thing with hacked emails. He wrote to me about somebody hacking his emails. And then someone wrote claiming to be his girlfriend.
Those are all psychological things that he's trying to figure out. Because that can take a toll on somebody. You know?
Right. He also left a note at my door regarding these emails and said he was seeing someone. So this is something he's been lying to me about all this time. Was this person,
go ahead.
Was it an actual live-in person, or is this person making it sound more than it was? Or it's very confusing to know.
There's some deception here. There is some deception here because I have the Ten of Swords at the end of it. All right, ruin. Gemini has been... The two have been flipped apart. That sun energy, there isn't very much nurturing. There's some nurturing of some not-so-nice things. Material success, this dealt with the work, okay? Earthly power, all right? And we'll just, I'll read these out as, you know, because I just did a quick overview on it, but, you know, we talked about the first two, the next one, earthly power, Capricorn, that sun energy, there's a lot of sun energy in here. There's a lot of masculine energy. That's that Leo, right?
Right.
So Capricorn is the house of perceptions, or structure and framework. Not only is it that, though, but it's also the house of perceptions and the perceptions of that structure and framework. That's also the Four of Pentacles. That's, you know, earthly power. That's earthly, you know, trying to get it back, right? The
right.
shortened force here, the shortened force here with the Eight of Swords, there's our dichotomy of eights right here, you know? And he's trying to get the power back. The power is gone.
Right.
The fire is almost out, which is terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, and that's terrifying for someone, for a Leo, because they're so sure of themselves. They're
right.
very sure of themselves. And that's absolutely terrifying. But see, there's going to be some mediation that's going on here. A cycle and a change with that Taurus energy with the Six of Pentacles. Remediating again, redoing, restructuring. I need some space. I need to figure this out. And there's a lot that's going on around it right now.
Uh-huh.
I don't think it has anything directly to do with you at all. I think that this is just something that you're going to have to help him through in a way that is, you know, what is that phrase? Oh, the power behind the throne kind of way. You know, in a backstage scene kind of way is probably the best way that you're gonna be able to help him through this if he even wants help. Now there are ways that you can help, and not even have him know it.
Right,
you know?
On a spiritual level. Yes, I know exactly what you mean.
So try those ways first. You know. Don't run in there and be like, I need to help you. Let's pray.
Because
he's going
to
run away. He's going to run. So start with that and then see where it goes from there. Like I said earlier, that big super moon energy just screwed us all up. I mean, we just came out of a retrograde where we did the whole slingshot thing, you know. No, I'm not moving forward. I'm moving backward. What the heck's going on? Pull, and then zoom. Now we're all over the goddamn place, you know. So
I know, I've been feeling like that myself. It's like, wait, I was taking steps forward, now I'm going backwards in so many different things. So I hear what you're saying.
So it'll figure itself out.
Now, do you feel this relationship? Because he said he was seeing somebody. Do you feel it was at the level that this other person was saying, where they were living together, or was he just seeing this person?
I think he was doing the dating game, to be honest. I think he was seeing who he could be happy with. I don't know if that they were living together. I don't see a house with two people in it. So I think he was doing the dating game. I think he was kind of seeing what worked and what didn't work, and, you know,
right.
It kind of sucks to be on the dating game side of things, because I've been there too.
Right.
But there's everyone does it. I mean, we all do it. And some of us don't even know we do it. So
right. So do you feel the person that was writing to me was deceiving me, or just a fake in general?
There's some deception. I think the deception is they found out about you, and they're jealous.
They made it sound bigger than it was to try to get information out of me.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were trying to get information out of me that I wasn't offering them. So they kept writing. First writing as him, and then pretending to be the girlfriend. Saying, you know, I'm raising two. She apparently has two kids that she was living with him, and I'm trusting him to help me raise my two kids, and this is going on. So I can't tell what was the truth, what isn't the truth, and who is for real, who is fake, you know, who's actually emailing me, I don't know. Because I don't never seen this person, I'm just taking their word for it. So I didn't know what to think, or who this is, or how serious it really was. But it was a whole big thing. And he's saying that this person is threatening to ruin their life with emails and stuff, so I don't know what is going
on? But that's not your karma. What I want you to do, actually, I'm gonna really be quick about this because I don't know who's all waiting because I can't see. But what I want you to do is I want you to go and get some black candles.
Okay.
And I want
you can
you
take
to
your
burn
time.
That.
We don't have any other callers holding, but I do have one question in chat.
Okay. What I want you to do is I want you to get some black candles.
Okay.
And I want you to get, and they're showing me exactly how you should do this. Which
okay.
I'm amazed because I've never even done this method before.
Mm-hmm.
They want you to protect yourself
right.
around this situation. They don't want, the best truth is the truth that comes from, you know, the person, not third party, right? We all know that. That's logic. But here's the other thing I want to say. Don't confuse the message with the messenger, you know?
Okay.
And most people say that. Well, I say that's utterly backwards. I say, you know, if the message is truth, the messenger would want to be associated with it. If the message is objective, the messenger shouldn't be giving the message in the first place.
Right.
Now, in regards to protecting yourself, what I want you to do is I want you to get some black candles.
Okay.
Right? And I want you to take some salt.
Salt?
You know, enough. Yep, salt. Regular Morton salt or whatever.
Right.
Sea salt, whatever. And what I want you to do is I want you to make a circle on the altar or whatever you use or whatever. You're going to make a circle with it.
Okay.
And what you're going to visualize is that circle is all the negative energy around you, right?
Okay.
And then what you're going to do, so there's a little bit of visualization in this, and what you're going to do is you're going to take all that negative energy, all your feelings of negativity, all of it. Every last bit. You can even write it. You can even write it all down. I don't care.
Okay.
You know, if you go into 10 pages of writing, more power to you. As long
right.
as you get all of it out, all the questions, all the confusions, everything, just get it all out, right? You're going to visualize all of this around and inside that circle of salt. So what you're going to essentially be doing is containing it. And then you're going to take a black candle. Just one, small one, nothing too big or too fancy.
Okay.
You're gonna put that right in the middle, and you're gonna light it.
Okay. Should I get any oils for it, or?
If you have a certain type of banishing oil, you can use that. I like to use the Flying Devil oil.
Okay, that one I haven't heard of, but I do have some types of banishing oil. Yeah.
Yep. So use that. Put that around the black candle, and what you're going to do is you're going to see white light, the light of that candle, coming into the situation. And then you're going to call upon Michael.
Okay.
And you're going to see a huge sword coming down from the heavens. And what's going to happen is this sword is going to look like the executioner coming in. And you're going to visualize that coming down on top of that situation, it's the freaking Inquisition all over again.
Right.
And it's going to destroy it.
Okay.
And what you're going to do after that, the next day, follow up with a white candle prayer. Whatever you do to follow up for drawing in goodness.
Right.
And then follow up with something like that. But they're
okay.
really adamant. They really say use the black salt, use the salt and the black candle technique. I'm like, okay, cool. I've never used it, but they just show me the picture, and I'm like, okay.
Okay,
so,
well, that.
Try that out for size and see what happens.
Okay, I will. Thank you very much.
But this will be resolved here very soon. But the objective is not for a quick resolution.
Right.
Okay, that's not the objective. The objective is that you get resolution, yes, but in the process, you're not dragged down by all the freaking drama.
Exactly, because
it's not
going to
help you.
My energy pulled into that stuff, and having anybody, you know, wishing anything on me, if you know what I mean. I'm an innocent party there.
Exactly, and that's all you should be.
Do you feel he's going to try to contact me ever again?
Huh?
Do you feel like he's going to ever try to contact me again?
He might. But you have to be spiritually and mentally prepared for that. So.
Right.
And that's part of this process here. So,
yes, I'm extremely
so don't put the cart before the horse here. Do the quick rituals, protect yourself,
right,
and let universe do its thing. So.
Okay.
But yeah, that's the messages I have for you. So I think that's pretty much everything. So
thank you. I really appreciate it. I guess I was really meant to see this and call in tonight.
Always a reason.
Yes. Thank you. I appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you. You have a good night now, or day, or wherever you're at.
Okay.
It's almost nighttime
I'm in
a, here.
Yeah, well, it's 8:34 here. I'm in New
oh,
York.
It's more than nighttime for you. So you have a good night, then. Thank you.
You too.
Thank you, dear.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Ryan in the chat room. Dave, December 13th, wants to know... Oh, hang on. I'm scrolling. Okay, Dave, it says May 7 is the... Oh, damn. Okay, don't type nothing because I got to go back up. You're welcome, man. I got to scroll again. Hang on. May 7. What's May 7 for, Dave? Is the emotional affair over? And I'm not feeling anything. This is interesting. I haven't never just not felt anything before. Oh, that's a lie. When somebody didn't really want me to know, but they were, like, testing me. Then, and I'm not saying you're doing that, Dave. I'm just saying that's the last time I experienced this, like, 20 years ago. Is the emotional affair over between my husband and the secretary? Okay, go ahead, Ryan. Ryan is suffering, y'all. Hang on.
I guess my first thought, you know, because I believe that I'm most people's friend, but if you, I don't know, I feel right away that if I found out my husband was having an affair, I would have bent him over the desk and beat him with the stapler, so that's just me. You know, that's just me, but I feel very bland right now. I don't even feel like there was any satisfaction out of the whole situation for him anyways, to be quite frank. May 7th, that's Taurus. You know, that assuming that you're the May 7th, Taurus, I'm thinking this more about your emotional comfort, because Taurus, oh good Lord, Taurus is the most romantic, the most sensual, they can be very emotional. But they're a very nice energy. They're very kind people. But sometimes they get walked all over. You know, and I feel like there's a lot of being walked over here for you, you know. They just showed me a stop sign, so now I'll flip a card or two or three or five here and prudence again, sorrow. Wow. 1, 2, 3, 4. Wow. Okay. All right. So, I think this has more to do with you than anything here. Prudence here. This is a lack of power. This is a loss of power. The first earth sign that shows up is here in that card. Eight of Pentacles, lack of power. The power's been reversed. The power's been taken away. When you found out about this, you lost all that power. You know, it shook the whole foundation that is yours. And that's clearly shown here in the present by this perfected work being reversed. I feel like there's a lot of time put into this marriage, you know. And, you know, the sorrow card in between the two, separation, loss, and anxiety, the Libra aspect, the weighing of everything out, and then at the end we have Two of Cups reversed. That's the love interest. That's love in itself. Reversed, gone. You know, it's not there anymore. The desires and the passions of the Venus is gone too. The Crab, Cancer aspect here You know, that's the emotionality as well. And then finally, illusionary success. That's, there's some deceptions here with that Scorpio energy. I don't think this is anywhere near done. I think that there's still more to come of this situation, but I think there's going to be some deceptions in there. But I also say that there's some deceptions on your part as well, hoping and praying that this figures itself out, that you can have what you had before. Everyone wants that. That's a great desire, as shown by the Venus energy here. Illusionary success is, it's not that it's all an illusion. I mean, what is magic? We have a visualization. We want a certain outcome, right? And, you know, I mean, if you actually looked at the old Rider-Waite deck, which I don't use, but I know what that card looks like because it's one of my favorites. There's seven cups and there's, you know, jewels and a castle and a dragon and stuff in every one of them, and he's looking at it in a cloud. Well, yeah, it's illusionary, but these are things that they want. These are desires. And that's shown here by the seven, Netzach, on the Tree of Life, all right? The ability to feel emotions, the victory in the land of the heart. There's a lot of heart things going on here. I don't think there's anything. I firmly believe that there's more to come of this situation, but I also think that there's some deceptions that are going to be coming out more. Mostly the deception of you seeming to think that everything is going to be back to the way that it was. And that's normal. We all want that. We all do that. But you have to understand now that a third person was brought into the mix. I think there's deceptions that this is still continuing. I think he may say that it's done, but it's not, right? And I think that there can be more to come of it, and not for the benefit of you. If I were you, I would weigh out your options again carefully and look at the pros and cons of it. And really, because, I mean, truth. We just talked about truth with the last reading. In the heyday of Egypt, when, you know, the heart was, in the afterlife, when the heart was measured against the feather of Mott. Mott knew that, you know, it's not a question of whether or not it's grams or tons. Truth's the truth. Truth can hurt. You know, yes, the heart is always going to be heavier than the feather. I could grab my crystal ball in front of me and throw it through my plate glass window. That'd be good. It's still what it is. Truth's the truth. And you're going to find out some truth here, right, real quick. Truth sucks. No one likes it. No one likes to feel inferior to someone else. I think there's also some jealousies involved. I feel like there was a jealousy involved that this person pursued your husband for a reason to try and get back at you. I honestly think that it's time to be, I think it's time to be done with this situation. I think it's time to wash your hands of it and move on to something else. I firmly believe that there are some deceptions with that Scorpio energy because Scorpios, they have secrets. I know this. I dated a Scorpio. A couple of them, actually. And every single one of them had secrets. Ones that they didn't want me to find out. Or they would keep things from me. Now, I can be bitter about that and say that that's, you know, all. You know, all, I can be bitter and say, oh, I'm just generalizing all Scorpios. Yeah, that's true. But when Scorpio shows up with a question like this, I'm sorry, I firmly believe that there is some active deceptions going on here. There's some masks that everyone is wearing. And the only way that you're going to get the answers that you seek is you have to personally go and pull all those masks off. And part of that is going to be reclaiming your heart, reclaiming your desires, reclaiming reality of what you want and where you need to be and how you feel and validating those emotions to yourself. Who cares if you had to validate? You don't have to validate anything to this man. What should always come first is you and how you feel about things and where you need to. And where you need sustenance and nourishing. There is no more nourishing going on here right now. You need to not hold on to what was and look at what is and move on or find a way through it. So, all in all, I think that's more than what you even asked for, you know, to know here. But I think the big lesson that the cards wanted to get out right here is that we need to look at the truth aspect here and look at both sides of the situation and really weigh it out and find out where you're happy, where you, if you want to continue being with this man and knowing that, because, I mean, mm-hmm. I was, you know, once a cheater, always a cheater, but.
Okay, Ryan. He said, yes, I am sick to my stomach, and we have one more caller holding. We have 14 minutes left. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. So I think that's the lesson that really, that needs to get put out here. But I hope that everything works out for you, and I hope that the lesson, or the, I hope that the situation doesn't get too traumatic for you. So.
Thank you, Dave. Okay, Teen Love, if we have enough time, we'll get to you, honey. 315, go ahead, please.
Yes, thank you for taking the call.
315, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Oh,
yep,
okay,
go ahead.
Speak a little louder. Go ahead, dear.
Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Basically, I've had a lot of deception going on, and I don't know who to believe anymore. It's getting to the point where I don't believe anybody. How do I go on, basically?
Wow. Intuitively or and or not, the only way to go on is to force yourself to take the next step. You breathe in, you breathe out. Next step. What I tell my life coach clients, instantly replace that negative thought with a good one. I know it sounds simple, and eventually it is. But you're a good person. You do good things. You're wonderful. You deserve your good just like everybody else does, you know? But you can't give up the faith. Even in yourself, even if you don't believe in a God or whatever, I just say that, you know, to cover all bases. But you deserve your good, so are you going to, you know, just sit there and be determined not to try to get it? No, of course not. You're going to keep the faith. You're going to have faith, and you open that door. Something good might happen. And as long as you keep that little tiny bit of faith, something good is going to happen. Something good is coming to you right now. I see little red boxes today. For you, I see a little white box floating in midair, which means spirit is giving you a gift of some sort. However, when you get the gift, you cannot say, oh, it's not for me. It's Natasha. Okay, God, give it back. I don't want it. It's not for me. I don't deserve it. No. You have to be like, thank you. I take it. I deserve it. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay, go ahead, Ryan.
Well, rest from strife is the first one that comes up. Time to rest. Take a break. Step out of it. Expansion and growth with the Jupiter energy. Weighing of the options again with the Libra aspect here. There's swords underneath them. This is the air. This is the mind. Four is, you know, the foundation. Okay? So we're looking at that aspect. Pleasure. There's that Scorpio energy. Death. Prudence. Illusionary success. And wealth reversed. Okay. So, wow. That's pretty much to the point right there. A lot of emotional bothersomeness. You know, the lesson that you don't have right now is what the Ten of Pentacles says. Wealth. Being able to discriminate. You know, pick and choose the battles. Pick and choose what you want to do. Pick and choose what's really worth fighting for, okay? Death reverse or death upright. This is a choice point. Well, not really even a choice point. This is saying you got to go through it. This is a dark night of the soul, a very potent dark night of the soul. This isn't physical death. This is death of the old ways. Death of things that need to be eradicated for nourishment and starting over and bringing things into fruition. You know, Four of Swords, rest, time to rest. You know, that pleasure. The Six of Cups, reversed. You know, step away from the situation. Look at it from all the angles, all right? This is emotionalities, feeling, touching. It's within, so we're talking about mediation with the self. And a lot of this is mediation with the self, with the Death card, saying, I need to look at how I'm viewing things. I need to look at how I'm doing them. I need to look at what's going on. I need to get rid of some old habits. I need to get rid of some old energies here. Prudence here, this is the lack of power. This whole situation makes you feel as though there's a loss of power. Again, with that illusionary success, loss of power, with, for the Virgo energy here, the nourishment, you know, with the sun, and then the Scorpio energy, illusions again, in the land of the heart, with the Venus energy of the desire. So, I mean, it's saying you need to go through these things, but you need to get your emotions in check, because I think there's a lot of emotionality here as well. And the other thing about this is what you will learn out of this whole thing, because you don't have this quality yet. At least if you do, it's not very strong, but through this, it's going to become stronger. It's the ten of it's the Ten of Pentacles. And in the earth, in the real world, where you are wealthy because you have a mind that can discriminate between right and wrong more clearly, where you can look at things in different avenues and really say, no, that doesn't matter anymore, get rid of it. You know, and I think a lot of this is where you just need to release from people that are constantly doing it, constantly causing issues. So I think that's the big lesson that they have right there for you. So I hope that it all works itself out too.
Well, I thank you so much. It's just been very heartbreaking because I trusted this person, and you know.
Well, once the trust is gone, there can be no more love. So I think it's time to cut it and let the universe take care of it now. That's the best way to go.
Well, I thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome, and I hope everything gets better.
Thank you so much.
Have a good night.
You too. Thank you so much.
Oh, bless her heart. You know, it's never easy, but, you know, we all got to take our lumps and turn it into oatmeal and put lots of sugar on it and keep on keeping on, you know? Okay, we have 5 minutes left. Let's see. I know somebody had a question. Team Love says, I'm a Libra. Okay, hang on. Don't type. I'm scrolling up. When you type, it makes me go back down. Dave says, thank you for this beautiful show. You are so welcome, my dear. I have my own show almost every night of the week now, Reader Talk, here on GPR. Okay, hang on. I'm scrolling. Dang it, Team Love, I'm trying to find your question. Don't type. Team Love, do you see contact coming from R.O. Hit and Bob? Okay, but Team Love is Libra. Team Love, I don't know when your birthday is. Type your birthday. Freak like a bunny. Type. When's your birthday? And Team Love's birthday is 10/23. Okay, go ahead, Ryan. We got 3 minutes left.
Okay. Shortened force is the one that comes up. First of all, it's reversed. This is Jupiter expansion and growth. Gemini, the mind, air. Okay, fixed air or mutable air. All right. And then we're looking to see if there's any more contact. There's a Prince of Wands here. This is clearly we're talking about a man energy here. Okay. And There's another man energy. Yep, state of suspended animation. Right now it's not going to happen. There's not going to be any new contact right now for a little while. You have the shortened force, that's the power being taken away. The Prince of Wands here has a lot going on with the fire energy, direction, harmonious change right next to each other, perceptions with the Capricorn. Both of these two people, pretty sure you said two people, have a lot going on, and they're trying to drag you into it. They're trying to bring you into it to make you feel stuck. Don't get stuck. Don't get put into a position where you are going to be the hanged man, because that's the last card here. Don't be put into a position where you're going to be the hanged man here. Don't get stuck. Don't get hung out to dry here. Look at everything. You're a Libra. You're excellent at weighing the options. You're excellent at balancing things. Don't let someone suck you dry. And don't let them put you in a place where you're going to be, you know, hung out to dry, where you're not going to be able to move forward without having to sacrifice a lot. I mean, it's okay to sacrifice a little to compromise, but don't put yourself in a position where it's not going to work to be beneficial for you. So, that's what I have.
Okay, and King Love is sending you flowers and says thank you.
Thank you. You're very welcome.
How sweet. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Ryan. I tell you, an hour just flies by when you're having fun. 312, I'm sorry, the show's going to be ending. And you can email me your one question if you like, TashaSpeaks@gmail.com, with today's date on it. And I will answer your one question for you. Other than that, it's time to go. I'm so glad we have this time together. I know you guys aren't old enough to know that, but that song.
I know what it is. It's the Carol Burnett Show.
What is it? Nah, that's just because you're so wise, my dear.
No, my mom watches it.
You. I was trying to find a louder one, but I don't know. We'll see how this one goes. Thank you, everyone in the chat room. Thank you, Queen. Thank you, Anne. Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Team Love. They're saying thank you. Thank you, guys. We are great. Thank you, thank you. We're happy that you are here with us. Thank you, everybody. Love you. And for the last 30 seconds, we should hear a little bit of meditation. Thank you, Ryan. Have an awesome day.
Yay, have a good night.
You too. Is it going? I can barely hear it.